Bridget Johnston, lover of Scotch whiskey, dogs, photography, skirts, and dresses, lives vicariously as a New Yorker through Woody Allen to fulfill her childhood dream of living in the city. She decorates her walls with art by Pollock, poems by Ginsberg, posters of Miles Davis, cards and cutouts from magazines, which she subscribes to none. She fears of becoming crotchety, being over bodies of water, dreading a job, and terrible accidents to loved ones. She was a features editor for the Purdue Exponent. She recently moved to Washington, D.C. to start an internship at the glorious media empire known as C-SPAN. We spoke with Bridget over Skype to get her story.
Correct, yes. I'm with C-SPAN and I'm going to be out here. Well, I came out here last week. I'm not certain on what day it was. I was in, you know, we traveled to Philadelphia first to visit some relatives, and then we went to Washington, D.C. And so I've been here about a week, I'd say. I never wrote it down, so I don't know, which sounds really silly that I don't know what day I got here.
We asked Bridget about her birthplace from the perspective of mass transit and comparing it to what Washington, D.C. had to offer.
I was born in Cincinnati, and I was raised in Brookville, Indiana, which is about 45 minutes out of downtown Cincinnati. And, you know, freshman year, I've been going to Purdue since then, so that's how I'm pretty familiar with the West Lafayette area, too. But in comparison to anything that I know, I mean, Cincinnati doesn't have a subway system. It has buses. They're thinking about getting a trolley system, but a lot of people are really opposed to voting for that. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. I haven't kept up with that lately, so I don't know what the news is on that or if it was voted in or not. But in comparison, things were a lot more easily accessible than what they were in the Midwest. But out here, I'm actually by a really big transit station called Union Station. I live about a half a mile away from it. And it has the Washington, D.C. Metro. And then it also has Amtrak trains, and it has Greyhound and Megabus and a lot of the bus systems that run on the East Coast and throughout the United States. So here, I would say, is very similar to, like, London or Glasgow in Scotland. But, you know, unfortunately, in the Midwest, travel isn't as easily accessible in my experiences.
Bridget is a professional writing major at Purdue University with an emphasis on digital media services. She doesn't believe she wants to be a journalist, but she does know that she wants to help out news and other media organizations with their online presence.
In professional writing, there are a lot of different tracks, and you can really, depending on what your minor is or what your other field of study is, a minor is required with the major. But you can really make it to be however you want, and you can really pursue whatever you want, and that's, like, really the beauty of that major. And so I worked at the Exponent. I was the features editor there last year. My term ended in December, and I was always interested in journalism, but I don't know. Personally, I don't ever want to be a journalist. I think that that would just be too stressful too stressful to enjoy, I'd say. I mean, it has its payoffs, but, you know, running around and trying to get your sources and everything done on a really strict deadline's tough, and I don't think that I would enjoy that for too long. But I'm really interested in doing digital services for news or media sources, so working on their websites and working on their online presences through different social media platforms and helping to design their websites, work on blogging or opinions or even just news sources and developing maybe mobile apps or just what I'm really interested, I suppose, long story short, is I'm really interested in helping journalists get their work out to their readers digitally. You know, I still think that print's great and I hope that never dies. But I'm really interested in seeing and learning and helping in how our media will develop through the digital world.
Bridget has been graced by the presence of C-SPAN creator Brian Lamb more than once. After succeeding in gaining an internship at C-SPAN, by way of doing their first ever Skype interview, she experienced firsthand the warmth and friendliness that the C-SPAN offices have to offer.
Yeah, I actually met him. I was working for the Exponent last spring when Purdue was announcing that the School of, was announcing the Brian Lamb School of Communication and all of that. And I really wanted to meet him, and there was a reception, and one of my friends who was the assistant campus editor at the time, now she's the campus editor, Lauren Westberg, she was reporting on it. So I went and I met Brian Lamb. And I knew the basics of C-SPAN, but I started to look into it more, and I became really interested in it, and I also became really interested in Brian Lamb's connection with Purdue and things like that. And so I was looking around for internships, because I was either going to graduate in December, this past December, or I was going to have an not graduate and have an internship this semester. And so I was applying to different places, and I made a big list. It was in alphabetical order. And C-SPAN was one of the first places that I applied to. And I did a Skype interview, actually. They had never done Skype interviews before, but I requested to do a Skype interview instead of a phone interview, because I feel like maybe my voice sounds a little nervous, and I didn't want my interviewer to think that I was a nervous wreck or anything. I thought that maybe seeing me would be able to give me a little bit more credibility. So we did a Skype interview, and at the end of the interview, she offered me an internship for this semester, so I took it. And I had met Brian Lamb again. Let's see, it was in either September or October he was at Purdue visiting. I had met him again. And then I met him. Well, I see him in the office. I've seen him in the office every day I've been in there. He's very friendly and very nice. And that's kind of like the setting for everybody else in the office. I honestly haven't met anybody who's been snobby or anything. And in my previous internships, I've had internships for magazines in Cincinnati. Most of the people tend to be pretty stuck up. And nobody, which, you know, it's like you're a magazine in Ohio, that's great and everything, but you're not Rolling Stone, you know. But these people, they're C-SPAN, and like everybody knows what C-SPAN is. So, you know, I was expecting things to be, you know, I was expecting a few, just like kind of a cold office, but everybody's been really nice and friendly. And like, I'll be getting coffee or something, and like higher ups, the vice president and stuff like that, will just come and talk to me. Like, I'm a lowly intern, and they do, so that's great. And that's, I really wasn't expecting that, but it's been quite a pleasant surprise so far.
We asked Bridget what are some of the smells that she finds unique to the Washington area.
Well, the C-SPAN office doesn't have its have a smell. It doesn't have a smell when I walk in, which I hadn't really thought of until now. I was at the Folger Shakespeare Library a few weeks ago, and it has like a nice wood smell to it. I thought. I was at Eastern Market on Saturday, which is like a large outdoor market, kind of like a flea market and kind of like a farmer's market. They have fruit, vegetables, artwork and things like that. And like, you know, it smelled like, I suppose you would imagine it too. I live in a townhouse. Our kitchen smells pretty bad. Don't like to spend a lot of time in there. It smells like, see, I don't really know what it could be, but you know, it's, it can't be the garbage because it smelled like that when I got here and our garbage cans were empty. So I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with like the, I can't think of the word, you know, the disposal in the sink, but I've tried, I don't know. It's, I don't, yeah, I'm living with Washington Intern Student Housing. It's called WISH for short. And their places, they're okay. You know, there's like broken appliances and things like that. But yeah, our kitchen has a weird kind of funk to it that I'm not really a fan of.
The internet, according to Bridget, may have a detrimental impact on her attention span. Sites that provide access to memes eat up too much of her time.
I think it shrinks our attention spans. I mean, I'll be the first to admit it. I'll be on like 9gag or something, just scrolling through like really quickly, you know, like you know 9gag, do you?
No, I'm not familiar with that particular. Is it just an aggregated website of various sources or?
Yeah, well, it's like a collection of memes. It's kind of like 4chan a little bit. Well, I guess it's not kind of like 4chan, but it takes a lot of the memes from 4chan and things like that, and it's just like meme after meme after meme. And a lot of them are really funny, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It seems like a very Tumblr-like interface.
Yeah. So, and also I have a Tumblr. I've been using Tumblr for a few years, and I mean, maybe it all depends on the person and what they look at online and things like that, and how frequently they're online and looking at these things and using all these different websites and social networks. But for me personally, I guess I can only speak for myself, but I think that it's making my attention span shorter.
I used to oil paint a lot, and I really enjoyed doing portraits and stuff like that. When I was in high school, I wanted to be an artist. That changed. But you know, I used to do that, and I can draw and things like that, but I mean, I don't really do it anymore because I don't have the time and I don't have the attention span to finish like drawing or painting a portrait of anyone.
Do you attribute the internet to the destruction of that attention span?
It probably plays a role in it, in all honesty. What role, I don't know, but it probably plays a role in it.
Bridget, unable to focus on her painting anymore, has turned her attention to the culinary arts of homemade tomato soup. She shares with us her recipe for success.
I really enjoy cooking, especially trying to like cook really long, labor-intensive meals and things like that. I really got into cooking a lot when I was in, well, I always had in school and things like that, but you know, as a student, you just kind of make a sandwich or like eat whatever's in the fridge. But when I was in Scotland, at my flat, we would all kind of chip in a few pounds every day, and the majority of time I would be the one to go to the store and buy whatever and cook for everybody, and that was a lot of fun and really enjoyable. So I really enjoy doing that, though I haven't really done it here. I come home from C-SPAN and I'm starving, so I heat up frozen food, and plus I, you know, don't have really that many great ingredients to cook with. Like I said, frozen food, ramen noodles, you know. My favorite thing to cook, and the thing that I feel like I make the best, is actually a tomato soup that I make from scratch. I make it with Roma tomatoes, fresh garlic, red onions, white onions, cracked peppercorn, sea salt, extra virgin olive oil, and heavy cream. Like, very simple ingredients and stuff like that, but I think it comes together really well. And it's like a 4-hour thing, like, process to make this soup, and I really like making that the best. Well, I guess, making grilled cheese with, like, you know, bacon, onions, I don't know, just kind of whatever you have. I mean, grilled cheese is good pretty much universally. So, I mean, usually that, or I also, another thing that I like making is bruschetta with very similar ingredients. I made that a lot when we were in Scotland because they had really, really good tomatoes out there. And I also enjoy making like beef brisket and homemade mashed potatoes and like carrots and things like that. Like pretty traditional American foods, I guess. But I don't know. I have fun with them.
As is our tradition here at the Media Collective, we asked Bridget for her final thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. I think DC is beautiful and things like that. There are certainly things that I really do love about Indiana, which I guess seems a little odd because when I was a kid, I always wanted to like move to New York City or something like that. But I think that my experience with C-SPAN is going to be really good, and everybody there is so nice and really encouraging. So I think that I'll be able to learn a lot, and it'll, you know, I'll gain new perspectives on things, and I think it'll be a really positive experience. I can't think of a better way to say it.
This has been a short portrait of the personable individual who carries 1 pound, 5, 10, and 1 pence coins in a purse, Bridget Johnston. We thank you, the listener, for your time, and Bridget for sharing a little slice of her life with us. For more News Channel Internet interviews, please visit us on the web at themediacollective.org.